Okay, basically what's going to happen is this file is going to turn you into a Jersey girl whenever you hear the trigger phrase. The big hair, the makeup, the tight clothes, the attitude, everything. That's pretty much what it does. So, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before. Perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do, and every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit, and even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me. And part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice it simply lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away, slips away into oblivion till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you as I speak them. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. You are now totally focused on everything that I say. Every single word goes straight into your subconscious mind, allowing you to accept new commands, new triggers, new words and phrases that will change you. The new phrase that is going to work on you now is Jersey Girl Time. From now on, whenever you hear Jersey Girl Time, you will immediately feel yourself transformed into a Jersey Girl, one of those girls from the 80s. You'll want to make your hair up as big as possible. You'll want to have long, painted nails. You'll want to wear tight mini skirts or other tight pants from the 80s. You'll want to wear a very tight top and high heels and lots of makeup. You'll want to be perfectly made up, as much makeup as you can without looking wrong, without looking too much like Tammy Faye. You're going to want to be completely made up. Completely made up Jersey Girl with the big hoop earrings, tendency to chew gum and talk in that whiny accent the Jersey Girls had back in the 80s. You may remember exactly what it's like, but the most important things are the way you look, the way you dress, and the way you act. These are the things that are important to you. These are the things that you are going to do. From now on, whenever you hear the words Jersey Girl Time, you will feel yourself changing. You will feel yourself becoming that girl. You will stay that girl until you hear revert to normal. This simply is the way it is and the way it is going to be. It does not matter what your sex is. It does not matter how you are attired when you hear the trigger. What will matter is that when you hear those words, Jersey Girl Time, you will immediately be transformed, changed into one of the big hair girls from the 80s. You're going to dress and look like them as much as possible. You will immediately begin changing your dress and attire to match what it takes to be a Jersey Girl. If there are items in your wardrobe that you need to look like a Jersey Girl that you do not already own, you will find yourself picking them up so that when you hear the trigger, you can dress appropriately, look appropriately. These are the things that are going to happen when you hear the trigger. As soon as you hear it, you will change into an appropriate Jersey Girl outfit. You will change into the leather mini and the tight top. You will put on the high heels and begin applying your makeup. You will work on your makeup slowly and carefully, making it look as perfect as possible, as much like a Jersey Girl as you possibly can. You will put on your big hoop earrings. If your ears are not already pierced, you will either find some that clip on or you will get your ears pierced to facilitate this. to allow this to happen. Then, once you are dressed appropriately, you will begin working on your hair. You will get out your hairspray, and you will begin teasing it and making it as big and poofy as possible, because this is what the Jersey girls looked like, and this is what you are going to look like. You will paint your fingernails. You will make certain that they are nice and long and painted. If your fingernails are not already long, then you will find yourself putting on some nice, long, temporary nails, some press-on nails, or possibly getting acrylics to go with the look that you have, and you will stay a Jersey girl until you hear the words "revert to normal." This is simply the way it is and the way it is going to be from now on. You have chosen to accept this. You have chosen to listen to this file and allow these changes to happen to you. And because you've chosen to do so, every time you hear the words "Jersey girl time," the desire to change, the desire to look that way will get a little bit stronger, a little bit harder to resist. Jersey girl time will change you each and every time you hear it. It will make you look and feel and be one of those girls from the 80s with the big hair, the long painted nails. You will wear yourself a nice tight mini or other shorts that are appropriate to a Jersey girl. You will wear a tight top and high heels, and you will put on lots of makeup. You will spend a lot of time making your face up. It is an important part of being a Jersey girl, looking that way, looking perfectly that way. You will find yourself movies, etc., from the 80s, and you will watch them, and you will look for these women, and you will find out what they look like, and you will study them. You will pay attention to them. You will not even realize you are doing this, because you will do it while you are awake, not even when you're a Jersey girl, although you can do it then as well. You will use these things as cues for yourself, as little things to help the trigger work better and better. You will pay very close attention to what the Jersey girls looked like. You will find yourself looking more and more like one each and every time you hear the trigger. Each and every time the trigger is used, each and every time you hear "Jersey girl time," it will bring you a little bit further into being that Jersey girl. You will immediately change into the appropriate clothing and adjust your hair so that you look exactly the way you should. You will pay attention to what the Jersey girls from the 80s looked like, and you will make certain that that is exactly what you look like. You will tease your hair. You will put on your makeup. If you need to, if you are a man, you will get yourself a wig that is appropriate. You will do all of these things to look exactly like the Jersey girls did, to make your hair look as big and poofy as theirs was, to wear the big earrings, to chew the gum, even to work on the accent so that you sound like them and look like them, so that you are a Jersey girl. And then, when you hear "revert to normal," you will return to the person that you were. You may remember what your time as a Jersey girl was like or not. That is entirely up to you. You may remember or forget it, entirely depending on what you want. But it will still happen each and every time. Each and every time you hear the trigger phrase, you will feel yourself being transformed, becoming that Jersey girl. Jersey girl time changes you every time you hear it, changing you a little more every time you hear the phrase. Every time you hear it, it creates a stronger and stronger change in you, a stronger and stronger change from who you are to the Jersey girl within you, the one that dresses up the big hair and the long painted nails and the tight skirt and the tight top and the long heels, and lots of makeup with the big earrings, that constantly chews gum and has the whiny accent, the same accent that all Jersey girls had. This is what is going to happen to you every time you hear the phrase. Every time you hear the phrase, your mind will change a little bit more, until when you hear it, you will immediately become that girl and begin changing your looks to be appropriate for that image, you will immediately set aside who you are at the moment you hear Jersey Girl time and become that Jersey Girl. You will change your clothes and your dress and your makeup. You will not find it particularly bothersome that you don't look right when you hear the trigger. You will just simply adjust your look to be that of a Jersey Girl, and as you adjust your look, you will adjust your mindset and your behavior to that of the Jersey Girls of the past, because that is how it is and how it is going to be, and you will continue to come back to this file, allowing it to change you more and more every time you listen to it, allowing you to accept Jersey Girl time a little more in your mind. Each and every time you listen to this file, you are going to listen to it and obey it and let it change you a little more each and every time. You know what a Jersey Girl wears and you know what they acted like. And if you do not know, you will find yourself paying attention, finding the movies from the 80s that had these women in them, finding them and studying them so that you know exactly what you should look like. And as soon as you hear the trigger, you will immediately go and change and look and act and be a Jersey Girl until you hear revert to normal, at which point in time you will return to who you were. You will return to your clothes and dress as before. You will take off your makeup or not. It is entirely up to you, but at that point in time, your old personality will take over and you will be yourself, and you will find absolutely nothing wrong with how you look. It will not disturb you in any way, but you may discover that you want to remove the makeup and look the way you did before you heard Jersey Girl time. But Jersey Girl time will work for you. Each and every time you hear it, it will become a little stronger. It will take over a little more. It will control you a little more deeply. It will simply begin to mold and change you each and every time you hear it. These changes will become stronger and stronger until they take over. Until they take over every time you hear the trigger echoes through your mind, Jersey Girl time. You know what a Jersey Girl needs to look like. You know what she needs to act like. You know what she is, and that is who you are going to become each and every time you hear this trigger. Each and every time you hear this trigger phrase, that is the transformation that is going to happen to you. And when you hear revert to normal, your old personality will take back over and continue going on about your day-to-day life. As soon as you hear revert to normal, you will return to who you were. You will choose to take off the makeup, adjust your hair, and everything else as is appropriate to you. These decisions are yours. Just as whether you remember the trigger or not is entirely up to you. You may remember what you were like when you were a Jersey Girl, or you may choose to forget it. I will leave that up to your own mind. Whether you wish to remember or forget is up to you, but you will always respond to Jersey Girl time, and you will always return to who you were when you are told to revert to normal. This simply is the way it is and the way it is going to be, and you accept this now as a part of who and what you are. And now it is time to wake back up, awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. 1, waking up. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, refreshed and awake, completely back to normal now, and I hope you enjoyed the file.